This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Tonight we're learning Masechta Nedarim, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph had the following Shaila: Boi Rami Bar Chama Amar Koinam Perois Ha'elu Al Ploini. If a person says, "I aser the fruits, these fruits on Ploini," Mahu Bechilufeyan, could Ploini use what these fruits are exchanged for? The Gemara does not ask. The Gemara previously quoted a Mishnah that if somebody asers fruits on themselves, they're aser not only in the fruits, but what the fruits are exchanged for, because what they're exchanged for is basically tantamount to those fruits. That's what those fruits brought about. Uvegiduleyan, or if you plant those fruits, whatever grows from it is considered coming from the essence of those fruits. But the question is, if you aser these fruits on someone else, is that person aser in what the fruits were exchanged for? Do we say, well, regarding me, I could aser on myself davar shalai bala oilam? I could aser on myself something that didn't come into the world. For example, it means I could ask for something that's not in my possession. Let's say a guy says, "Okay, I don't own this thing now, but when I buy it, it should be asr to me." So I could ask on myself something that's not in the world. So just like I could ask on myself something that's not in the world, so then I'm asking not only the fruit, but what the fruit is exchanged for, what grows out of the fruit. But the question is, I cannot ask on my friend something that I don't have possession of. I can only ask on myself something I don't have possession of. Gabe chaveroi, hove in adam oiser peros chaveroi al chaveroi. I can ask my friend's fruits on my friend. Since by your friend, ein adam oiser peros chaver chaveroi, ein adam oiser davar shabel oilam al chaveroi. So I can't aser something that hasn't come into the world. Meaning like this. I could aser my friend's fruits on me. So since I could aser my friend's fruits on me, I could aser something that's loy bala oilam. Meaning since I have the power to aser my friend's fruits on me, I could aser something that I did not acquire yet, the chilufin or the gidulin. But regarding my friend, I can aser my friend's fruits on my friend, so I perhaps cannot aser that which they're being exchanged for on my friend. Or the Gemara says, Oidilma, maybe, just like if I aser fruits on my friend, he's definitely usher what grows out of the fruit. He'll also be usher for what the fruit is exchanged for. That's the question. Meaning, there's no question I could usher. If I usher fruits on myself, I'm ushering what grows out of the fruits. And I'm ushering what the fruits are exchanged for. Because I have the capacity to usher my friend's fruits on me, so then I can usher what's ultimately going to come into my possession. But I can't aser my friend's fruits on my friend, so maybe I can't aser what the fruits are exchanged for. We learned this last time, but I do want to bring to your attention a few lines in the Ran on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph that we have to see. The Ran says, on the bottom run on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, the Ran says, the second line, the last word on the line is Velav. The Ran says, even though the Gemara is a Shaila, is Ployni Aser Bechilufehen? V'lav l'achlifan l'chadchila. If Ployni is Aser in fruits, he definitely cannot exchange it for something l'chadchila. Why? Because since he can't get hana from the fruit, how's he supposed to exchange it for something? That's called getting hana. See, the Gemara has a shaila. Oh, if you can't get hana from the apple, what if you exchange the apple for a pear? Could you eat the pear? What do you mean, could you eat the pear? You're not allowed to exchange the apple for the pear because that's called getting hana from the apple. You're being nana from the apple. What do you mean, if you exchange the apple for a pear, could you eat the pear? You're not allowed to do it. That's called getting hana from the apple. You're taking an apple that you're not allowed to be nana from and you're getting something out of it. So the Ran says, there's no question, l'chatchila it's aser. Devadei koshu aser ba'ana aser l'moichol l'achulifai. You can't sell it and exchange it. Otherwise, chametz has value. Shor haniskol has value, that you could sell it, you could exchange it, but you're not allowed to. The question is, of course you're not allowed to exchange it, but what if you did? If post facto you exchanged the apple for the pear, you weren't allowed to, could you be nana from the pear? And what about someone else getting hana from that exchange? Of course it's mutter, because only avodah zara is the iser toifes in the item itself. Okay, this was an important yediyah for what we're about to learn tonight. Okay, so let's go to Mem Zayin. Amr Rav Acha Bar Menumi Tashma. Rav Acha Bar Menumi said, come in here. Ha'imar le'ishtai, someone who says to his wife, Kainam sha'ani nehenelech. Kainam, me giving hana to you. The thing is, the wife needs shoes. It's before Rosh Hashanah. And they're 2 days, so she needs at least 2 pairs. And then, of course, Shabbat Shuva, 3rd pair. And then they're 5 days of year. She needs a lot of shoes. So the husband says, I ask her you from getting hana from me. I am a koinam that you should get hana from me. But the woman needs money and the husband is obligated to give her money from the ksuba. Now we're going to see if he made the neder after the marriage. Of course, it's not chal because his shibud preceded the neder. We're talking about he made the neder before they got married, so the neder preempted the shibud. So what do they do? Says Gemara, loive, she borrows money. She borrows money. Ah, now once she borrows money, the balei chayv come and they collect from the husband. Ubain, ubalei chayv in banu binafram. The balei chayv come and they collect from the husband. Because basically what happens is that the husband can't give her hana. Okay, so she goes and borrows. Now, the balei chayv go to her and she goes to the husband. Basically, she owes the balei chayv and he, the husband, owes her. So basically the balei chayv come and collect straight from the husband. How? Shibud of Rav Nasan. That's the shibud of Rav Nasan. My time of balei chayv in the front. Why do the balei chayv come and collect? Lav mishum dechilufin, lav kegidulin dami. Isn't it because that what's it exchanged for is not like what grows out of it? Let's think for a minute. What the husband says that he cannot give hana to the woman. So what happened is, the husband is not giving hana to the woman. The woman is borrowing. The debtors come and they collect from the husband. And it's almost as if she is not being nana from the husband. She's being nana from the chilufin of the husband. Let's see the Ran. It says the Ran, Loive Kalemar Isha Bal Khaiban Vinafrayan. The woman and the Bali Khaiv come and collect. Tinahi the Mitsri Allah Nikse Baila. It's true the possessions of the husband are also to her. But it's not like he's giving it to her, he's giving it to who she owes money to. Miu Akati Shibuda Anikse Kai. She has a shibud on his possessions. Hukach Bali Khaiv Ban. Therefore the Bali Khaiv come. Vinafram and they collect Afilu Lichanan. Aye, back to Ksubis. Let's say somebody comes and supports a woman. Even Chanan de Amar de Hamefarnes Ishtoi Shel Chaveroi Hiniach Ma'isval Karanat Svi. Let's say the opinion of Chanan that if a husband goes overseas and a woman needs money and someone comes and supports her, the guy is not able to collect from the husband. That's if he did it out of the goodness of his heart. If somebody offers the wife money, he can't then go and collect from the husband. But here, they're not offering her money. She is borrowing from them. Hani mili b'mala la b'mazonesa. That's if they offer her money. Aval kishihi loiva. But when she borrows, chayeves hi b'mashe livsa. She's chayiv in what was borrowed. Ubali chayiv nevram and abal. And the those who are owed the money collect from the husband. The motzian mizav noisin lazem midrav nosan. Uvazay yotzasi dei chavasi mikom asher charaj b'zeh. The Ran says the way I've explained it, I answer all the questions in the sugya. Says Gemara, says the Ran further. My time, Bali Chayvin Bar Mefram, Lav Mishum de Chilufein, Lav Kigiduleim Dami. The Kasal Kedaitach, the Gemara thinks, the Kivan de Beshah Shi Loiva, since at the time she's borrowing, Meshabedas Nechse Habal, the Karka of the Baal is Meshubit for her Hana. Harehi kimachlefes nichse habal b'nichse achem. It's like she's exchanging the property of the husband for what she's borrowing, and she's allowed to do that. Kivan de lebesoif bal choiv ban mefram. Since in the end the bali choiv are going to go and collect. Nehi de karminan. My time of bal choiv ban mefram. It's true the lashon of the Gemara is what's the reason the Baal Chayiv comes and collects? Lav hi gufa kashalan. That's not the main question. Diladidhu leka isura klal. The question is not on them. There's no problem in why the Baal Chayiv collect from the husband. They're not the ones who are asr bahana. She's the one who's asr b'hana. There's no problem with them. So why is the Gemara addressing why are they allowed to collect? Al hachi kamar. Kivan de levesoiv balei choiv ban b'nefrayin. Since in the end, what we're addressing is, since in the end the balei choiv come and collect, so then how is she allowed to borrow? How could she borrow money from them if they're going to get paid back from the husband? She's not allowed to get hana from the husband. The answer is she's not getting hana from the husband. Basically what she's doing is she's exchanging the husband's estate with the money she's borrowing from these people who she borrowed from. Basically she's not being nena directly from the husband. It's like she's exchanging the husband's possessions for someone else's money, because they're going to end up collecting from him. So that's a raya that chilufehen is mutter. So the Gemara says, no. Amar Rava dilma lecharchila hudolai. Maybe. Of course you're not allowed to make a chilufin lecharchila, but vi avad avad. If you did, it's effective. Now, we already know you're not allowed to do it lechatchila, and the whole shaila is it effective or not? right? We already said that you're not allowed to do chiluf in lechatchila. So Rava can't mean maybe you're not allowed to do it lechatchila, and the shaila is avad. It's effective. What do you mean it's effective? We already knew from the beginning you're not allowed to make an exchange lechatchila, because that's called getting hana. The question is, if you did make that exchange, could you use the money? So what does Rava mean then? Look in the Ran. Umeshani. The Ran is on the first wide line. V'dilma lecharchila hu delay. V'yavet avet. Kaloymar. You know what this means to say? Kishuhu ba lahachlif iser beheter lecharchila biyadayim aser. V'hachilufin asurin. In general, when you exchange something mutter for something aser, it's aser b'diyaved. But in this case, it's mutter. Why? This is not a typical case of chilufin. Avozu, b'shah shalavsa, at the time she borrowed. Afal pi she'abal mischayev, even though the husband is chayev, ein kan chalifei iser mamish. This is not actually an exchange. Hilkach yichoylo hi lelavois felechol. She could borrow and eat. V'afal pi she'achikach nifram in abal, even though afterwards you pay back from the husband. The eved shanasa chalipin lemasha achla. Basically, what the Ran is saying is that in a usual case where you take a davar aser and you exchange it for something, that's a direct exchange. A direct exchange is aser b'di'eved. However, in our case, it's not a direct exchange. This is a very indirect exchange. She went ahead and she borrowed money from someone she's allowed to borrow money from. In the end, it comes out that when they go and collect from the husband, it turns out that this whole circumstance could be construed that she's exchanging the husband's land for the money that was borrowed. But that's a very indirect exchange. That's not an outright exchange. So regarding a indirect exchange, maybe then it's mutter b'di'eved. We're not talking about whether you're allowed to do it l'chachila. Of course, you're not allowed to do it l'chachila. That we know already. We ready? That's how I started the shir tonight. The Ran on Mem Zayin Omen Aleph. That l'chachila, you're not allowed to do it. The question is, if you did it, is it asur or mutter b'di'eved? So we're saying maybe only over here it's mutter b'di'eved because it's a indirect exchange. So now we have to bring another ayah. Ella Toshma, come in here. Hamakdish ba'arla. If you marry a woman with arla, you might want to try it sometime. Be'ez Hashem, you know, your kid's wedding, instead of spending money on a ring, why don't you use some arla? Eina mekadesha. She's not married. Why not? Because arla is asar b'hana, so it's not effective. However, mecharan v'kidesh b'demeyan, but let's say someone sold arla and got money for it, and got married with the money, hareiz mekudeshes. It's mekudeshes. Now, you weren't allowed to do it in the first place, that we know. But if you did it, it's a good marriage. Says the Ran. So, right, and what do we see from there? That chilufen is mutter, says the Ran. Tashma, Maktish Ba'arla, Enim Kadesh, Machar Mekadesh, Benayan Harizim Kadesh, the Kasaka Daitach, the Kivan Sha Asr Lihanis Menach Chalipin. They thought since it's Asr to get Hana from Chalipin, Afilu Avar Venene, Shechlifan Ba'achar, the Lahavi Chalipe Chalipin, Asurin. They thought that just like you're now to be Nene from an exchange, you shouldn't be able to be Nana from an exchange of an exchange. So think about it. He had Arla. He exchanged it for money. He had money. He exchanged it for a lady. So the lady is the exchange of the exchange. And we see you're allowed to. But what do you mean? I thought Chalipin is Usar. This is not Mamish, the Chalupin of the Arla. The woman is actually what's exchanged for the money that you got from the Arla. Why is it Mekudeshes? Lamehi Mekudeshes Gemura and V'leinu Tzrich L'Kadesh Pam Acheres. If the Chalipin is Aser to be Nene Midrabanan, we should require another Kedushin. Havelan Atzrich L'Kadesh Achwini. Ba'amrina, And the Gemara says, no, Hachanami L'Chadchilohu Dolai. The din that you're now to get hana from chilupin is lechatchila v'yavet avet. But if you did it, you did it. Meaning, the Gemara and the Havamina thought. That if chalipin is asur midrabanan, it should require another kedushin. So Gemara answers, "V'aminon hachanami l'chachila hudolai." It's only you're now to be once you did it, you're now to be nena l'chachila. But v'yavad avid kolam l'chachila hu sh'asur l'anis min chalipin. Of course, you're now to exchange it, and if you exchange it, you're now to be nena. But that which you're now to be nena, you're now to be nena l'chatchila. But if you went ahead and you took that exchange and you did something with it, it will be effective. So the whole sugya, we already knew that if something's asur b'hana, you cannot use it to exchange with. The shaila was, if you do, could you be nena from that item? And now the Gemara is saying, all we could prove is that l'chatchila you can't be nena from that item. So why is it mekudeshes? Because if you go ahead and you do use it, it will be affected. Avam avar v'nene, nene, you're nene de chalipin mutaren, b'diyeve de chalipin is mutar. Okay, let's see the beginning of the Mishnah. Hareini alayach cheram. I to you are an iser cheram, meaning you can't get hana from me. Hamudar asr, the one who is asr to get hana is asr, meaning you were asered, you can't get hana from me. Says the Ran, Harini alecha cherem, shetehe hana asay alav kecherem shal bedek habayis. Now, we already learned earlier on Daf Yud Chesam Abayis, there are two kinds of cherem. There's cherem to the bedek habayis, and cherem to kaihanim. Cherem to kaihanim is not an iser hana. But in the Galil, Stam Charamim are to the Bedek Habayis, and not Chermei Kohanim. In Yehuda, Stam Charamim are to Kohanim. So this Mishnah that says that if I am a Cherem to you, you can't get enough from me, it's talking about Chermei Kohanim. Hare Ad Olai Cherem, you are a Cherem to me, Hanoi Derasar, the guy who made the nether, can't get enough from the other person. Says Aran Hare Ad Alay Shehe Hanos Chaver Olav Kecherem. Hareini Olayich Va'ad Olay Shneim Asurin. If I am Asur to you and you Asur to me, we're both Asur to each other. However, Ushneim Mutarim B'Dvavar Shal Oile Bavel. We're going to see that if we're Asur to each other, then if we're in a public area that we both have ownership of, neither of us could go there because you're getting hana from me and I'm getting hana from you. But there's certain things that are not owned by the tzibur, that there's certain public things that it's not like we both own it. They're hefker, meaning it's like national property. National property, let's say you go to a public park. It's not like I own it and you own it. Neither of us own it. The nation owns it. So there are certain things that the Olei Bavel took possession of, and therefore both of these people who are asr to each other are mutar. The Ran says, Mutarim b'davar shal Olei Bavel, shehefkirum Olei Bavel l'chol Yisrael. Okay, that is Mem Zayin Amud Beis. For this coming week, we might have to do like Matzah Shabbos and Sunday. I don't know. We'll have to figure out for the week of Rosh Hashanah, okay? Have a good night, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha, shkoyach.
Recording stopped.
Chotem.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.